Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hello, podcast friends. I'm Laura Adams, your host and personal finance author, speaker, and consumer advocate who's been producing this show since 2008. Thanks so much for downloading the show and spending some time with me. My mission is to give you knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best way possible and create a richer life, even in the face of a crisis, uncertainty, and maybe some fear that you might be experiencing as the coronavirus pandemic unfolds. In response to the COVID-19 emergency, the IRS is offering federal tax relief to Americans. It's part of emergency declarations that were enacted due to the Stafford Act earlier this month. And the response will undoubtedly help citizens and businesses cope with the crisis. So we're going to talk about what exactly it means for you, and we're going to focus just on tax relief. There are a whole lot of things that are unfolding with legislation, so it's kind of changing from day to day. You all probably know that the CARES Act includes a provision to send most Americans direct payments of $1,200 or $2,400 for joint filers, plus $500 for each child. And the amount of the payments will be reduced for those with higher incomes. So that is coming within the next few weeks. But in this podcast, what I'm going to focus on are the tax-related changes that are coming. What you may not know is that changes to the tax deadline also affect other areas of your financial life. So that's what we're going to focus on. I'll explain what the tax relief is and 10 ways that it affects your finances. And as always, you'll find the notes for this show and the complete archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 631, 10 ways coronavirus tax relief affects your personal finances. So let's jump right in. The first one is that your federal income tax deadline is postponed. This is kind of the central feature of tax relief during the pandemic. It's that the due date for filing and for paying your 2019 federal taxes has been postponed. So it's been moved from April 15 to July 15th of 2020. And you don't have to be sick or negatively impacted by COVID-19 to qualify for this federal tax postponement. It applies to any person or entity, such as those who are self-employed, an unincorporated business, a corporation, an estate, or a trust, any entity or person that has a 2019 tax due date that falls on April 15th. It doesn't matter if April 15 is the original date for your tax return or if it's an extension date that you previously filed for. Anything that you would have had to pay or file on April 15, now the new due date is July 15. And there's absolutely nothing that taxpayers need to do to take advantage of this relief. The postponement is going to happen automatically, and it's going to happen for any amount that you owe or even any installment payment that you were previously asked to make on April 15. And of course, many Americans are expecting a tax refund on April 15. So if you overpay taxes during the year, the IRS settles up with you during the tax season by issuing you a refund. So if you are owed a tax refund, if you typically get a refund, don't wait until July 15th to file your taxes. You never want to wait when you're owed a refund. The sooner you file your taxes and you get that in, the faster that you will receive your tax refund. So getting a direct deposit is always the fastest way to get your refund. It's definitely safer than getting a paper check. So be sure to include your banking information with your tax return so that you can get your refund electronically. All right, the second way that the reforms affect your personal finances is that interest and penalties will begin to accrue on July 16, 2020. So as a result of the postponement of the due date for filing and paying federal income taxes until July 15, that is the deadline right now, at least, for getting a pass on interest and penalties. So if you pay up by July 15, you're going to be fine. But if you owe taxes and you don't pay by then, you need to understand that interest and penalties will begin to accrue starting on July 16, 2020. The third thing to know is that your state income tax deadline probably hasn't changed. Now, this is going to depend on where you live. You may not have to pay state income taxes, and in most cases, they have not been postponed. However, some states are looking at this, and I think even New York may have gone ahead and changed their deadline. So check with your state to make sure you understand what your state deadlines are. So it's possible that states affected the most by coronavirus could enact relief measures of their own. And there are seven states that do not charge income tax. And those include Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. And in New Hampshire and Tennessee, they don't tax earned income, but they do tax your investment income. So if you've been living in any of these states for a while, you're aware of what you have to pay and what you don't have to pay. But just be aware that in some cases, there may be some legislation changing and they may postpone the due date at the state level as well. And if you live in any of the remaining 41 states, you know, plan on filing and paying your state taxes as usual unless you hear otherwise. You want to check with your state's tax agency or maybe the Department of Revenue to learn more and stay up to date. And the fourth thing to know about tax legislation is that you can still file a tax extension. So let's say that July 15 rolls around, but you still need more time to file and pay your taxes. Individuals and businesses can request an automatic extension to delay filing federal taxes, just like normal. However, this does not give you more time to pay what you owe, only more time to submit your tax form. And to get a federal extension, individuals must submit Form 4868. You can get that at irs.gov or using tax software or even through your tax professional. Again, you've got to file that extension request before the July 15 deadline. And if you're an incorporated business, look at Form 7004 for your extension. And an extension is going to give you until October 15 to file your 2019 tax return. But again, to avoid any interest and penalties on any taxes that you owe, you still need to pay an amount that you estimate you owe with your extension request by July 15. And if you need a state filing extension, check with your state's tax agency to see what's possible.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
All right, the fifth thing to know about legislation is that taxes you already paid can be canceled. So let's say you're ahead of the game. You've already filed your 2019 taxes. You've already scheduled a payment to occur on April 15. If you do not want to make that payment until July 15, you want to kind of save that money for a few extra months, you've got options. So if you don't want your payment to go through to the IRS, you can reschedule it or cancel it until 2 business days before your scheduled payment date. So in other words, April 10th would be the last day to make a tax payment change. However, I wouldn't wait until the last minute if you do plan to reverse that payment or to modify it. And to make a change, you just visit the tax payment portal you initially used and then follow the instructions, or go back to your tax professional if you're using an accountant. If you authorized an electronic funds withdrawal from your bank account, contact a United States Treasury financial agent, and they are at 888-353-4537. You're going to need to contact them directly to request a cancellation if that's already in motion. And if you scheduled a tax payment using a credit card, contact the issuer to cancel that pending card payment. Okay, the sixth way that the legislation will change your personal finances is that only one estimated tax deadline for businesses is postponed. So most businesses make estimated tax payments each quarter. For 2020, the schedule will be paying your first quarter estimated taxes. That will be due on July 15. So it was originally due mid-April. Now that one is due on July 15. But the second quarter is due before it. The second quarter is still due on June 15, 2020. So this year, you're going to make your second quarter estimated payment before your first quarter estimated payment, if you wish. And the third quarter is due September 15 as normal. Fourth quarter is due next year on January 15, 2021. So be aware that your first quarter estimated payment is the only one that will be postponed. The seventh thing to know is that other tax filing deadlines have not been postponed. So, you know, what about information returns that must be filed by certain types of businesses, or taxes that are due on other due dates, such as May 15 or June 15? Unfortunately, individuals and businesses that have filing or payment due dates other than April 15 do not get any relief at this time. Again, the assistance only applies to federal income tax returns or payments due on April 15, 2020. And number eight, relief does not apply to other types of taxes. So let's say you or your business owe other types of taxes, other types than income tax. Maybe your business owes sales tax or excise tax. Maybe you owe payroll tax for employees, or you owe gift tax or estate tax as an individual. In those cases, you must still file and pay them as usual. Number nine, you have more time to make retirement contributions. So you typically have until April 15th to make retirement contributions to a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, even a SEP IRA for the prior year. Now, because the tax filing date is postponed to July 15, you can make all of those contributions for 2019 at any time until July 15th. However, for most workplace retirement plans, so if you're contributing to a 401k or a 403b, those deadlines correspond to the calendar year. So December 31st of 2019 was the last day to make those contributions for 2019. But again, if you've got an IRA, like a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, a SEP IRA, if you're self-employed, those contributions can now be made up to July 15 for last year. So that gives you a little bit more time to max out your plan for the prior year. And our last thing to know, number 10, you have more time to make HSA contributions. So just like with an IRA, you typically have until April 15 to make health savings account or HSA contributions for the prior year. So under this new relief, you can now make HSA contributions for 2019 at any time until July 15, 2020. And you probably know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, I've done a lot of podcasting about HSAs. To qualify for one, you must be covered by a qualifying high deductible health plan that you get through work or on your own. And in early March, the IRS issued a notice that high deductible health plans may cover the cost of COVID-19 testing and treatment before your deductibles are met. There are multiple bills that are working their way through Congress. One of them that has passed is the Families First Corona Response Bill that was passed earlier in March. That made all COVID-19 virus testing free. And it also expanded how we can use HSAs and FSAs, which are flexible spending accounts that you may have at work. Under the new legislation, now you can use the funds in these accounts for over-the-counter medicine, also for feminine products. So they're expanding how you can use the funds that you may have already saved in these accounts. This essentially reverses the rules governing the accounts, sort of back to before the passage of the Affordable Care Act, which narrowed the use of HSA and FSA funds just to prescription medication. So we're kind of reversing back to where we were before that. So that's good news for folks who have some money in those accounts and can use it for anything that you may need over the counter, like, you know, Alka-Seltzer, Tylenol, anything like that that you may need, or medical supplies and tools. While HSAs cannot be used to pay your insurance premiums, they can be used if you become unemployed to pay the premiums on an independent policy or even on coverage through COBRA, which is an extension of employer-provided insurance for employees who have been laid off. So really check into what is available to you now. If you've got HSA funds, make sure you're taking advantage of those. To sum up, while this tax relief on its own may not be enough to buoy many people and businesses that have been affected most by the coronavirus pandemic, it's just one measure. There are other pending bills and other bills that have been passed that affect you in many ways. There have been so many changes to the law, it's almost hard to keep up with. But I just wanted to make sure you understood what was going on with taxes. And there is broader fiscal relief that's been enacted to minimize the economic impact of this ongoing health crisis. And I'm going to keep you up to date as we know more about all of those changes. So that's all for now. Stay healthy, and I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. New episodes are released every Wednesday, and when you're subscribed to the show, you will automatically get them. So be sure to hit the subscribe button in the Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower with a smooth ride, intuitive controls, and attachments for every season. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.